It's Helping Hand, part of our afternoon drive broadcast of All Things Considered, and then archived online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Each week, Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. This week, the Crisis Text Line, a free 24/7 support for those in crisis. All someone would have to do anywhere in the U.S. is text 741741, and then you're going to be texting with a trained crisis counselor. In Hawaii, it would be text ALOHA to 741741, and they're looking for volunteers to support the mission. Our guest, Katie Kopski, volunteer crisis counselor and volunteer recruiter with Crisis Text Line. Aloha, welcome to HPR.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here.
First, I'm sure it's a new name to a lot of people.
Crisis Text Line has been around since 2013. We grew out of another organization, so DoSomething.org, organization orienting towards youth and social change, was originally sending out messages to teens and young adults about local campaigns. Then they decided, you know what, we're going to change our method from email to text messaging. They had a 99% read rate, which meant an increase in volunteerism, but it came with an unexpected responses. Things like, I don't want to go to school tomorrow, the kids bully me. I just started cutting again and my parents found out. And an actual text message that DoSomething.org received was, he won't stop raping me, it's my dad. He told me not to tell anybody, are you there? And when Nancy Loveland received that message, it was then that she started the brainchild of Crisis Text Line.
How does the interaction take place? Explain.
People text in, they can just say start, aloha, and then they can message in about whatever is causing them pain at that moment. Our top issues are depression, anxiety, suicide ideation, and family issues. But what it looks like after that is just an interchange between the texter and the trained crisis counselor. So we're finding out more about the issue, building rapport, and then probably talking to them about what coping strategies they have. Have they ever reached out to somebody else to talk about this? We find that 63% of our texters haven't shared whatever it is that they're struggling with somebody else. So we might talk to them about other resources and wrap up the conversation and send them on a way with a plan. So our goal is to move them from a hot moment to a cool calm. We're a short-term service. Our conversations tend to last about 45 minutes.
Is there an age range? Does it skew young?
It definitely skews young.
Is someone texting with a person in their geographical area, or how does the assignment of who they're going to talk to work?
Great question. It's not based by geography. That's a common question that I get, especially with the keyword of aloha. As a crisis counselor, I log on for my shift, let's say Friday night, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. And whoever's texting in just gets put into our queue. How our queue works is it actually rank orders by severity. Mm-hmm. So if somebody's initial text says something like death or pills, there's a certain amount of words that our computer has recognized that will tend to lead to people being more at risk. So those people actually get shoved up to the top of our queue and get paired with a crisis counselor faster. The first person hired with Crisis Text Line was a data analyst. So we have lots of data scientists that are constantly combing through conversations and looking at pairings so that we can make predictive analysis, which is what we're talking about. So if someone says this, then they're more likely to
need help quicker.
Exactly. So those people we get to on average in under 2 minutes, but everyone else we tend to get to in under 5 minutes, faster than the national average of 14 minutes for talk lines.
To get somebody on the phone on what, like a suicide hotline?
Mm-hmm. On average.
On average. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
I haven't looked at here locally.
Can every cell phone or cell plan work with the service?
Yeah, so we're covered by all the major carriers. If you don't have a major carrier, it's kind of standard text message rates. The other thing that people can do if they don't want to have their conversations even show up on the bill or on their phone, they can text us the word loofah and it just scrubs that.
Interesting.
But it's all covered. They're not charged.
Are there any charges for this service?
Nope.
How are you guys funded to be able to provide it?
We're a national nonprofit. All of our donations are privately funded. Our top donors are Melinda Gates, Reid Hoffman of LinkedIn, the Balmer Group, and various other private donors.
How are the people trained?
Someone decides they want to become a volunteer. They go to the website and fill out the application. All of our volunteers have to consent to a background check, and then they go through 34 hours of online, pretty intense training in crisis intervention. So we have modules of videos and readings on each of the main topic areas that people are likely going to interface with whenever they're actually texting. There's quizzes along the way. There's a test at the end. It's almost like an online class. And doing role plays. So even before you've graduated, you actually get an orientation to this platform. You watch your trainer, the person guiding you through training, actually take on a conversation and talk about how they're going to respond, what they're going to say, what might have they said differently. You get to ask questions to the trainer.
How much confidentiality is there in cases where someone appears set to end their life or is indicated there is a life-threatening or potentially harmful situation occurring at that moment?
Yeah. So we do get quite a few texters that talk about suicide. And then what we do is called the ladder up risk assessment. It's very common for people in crisis counseling. So thoughts is the first one. And then do they have a plan? Do they have access to that plan? And then do they have a timeline within the next 24 hours to go through with that plan? So if someone answers all of those questions with yes, then that would be that texter is at imminent risk. That doesn't happen very often. A lot more people have thoughts and maybe a plan, but not actually thinking about doing it right then and there. So our goal is to de-escalate that. If someone does answer all those questions, I would flag my supervisor. So all crisis counselors are overseen by master's level, PhD level, watching each of our conversations. And so I would loop them in and say, hey, I have a texter at imminent risk. We would see if they would be willing to safety plan with us. If not, then it would be the supervisor who would find out their location and get their local law enforcement. A lot of people that come to us are also young, people that are maybe in their undergrad looking for kind of real world experience, and crisis counseling definitely gives them that. We also really appreciate folks who are maybe in the twilight of their career as maybe a social worker or a psychologist and just want to give back to the community and have all these amazing skills.
Well, that's a good lead-in. Other ways folks listening can do to support this organization?
So number one is more volunteer crisis counselors. We have 34 here in the state of Hawaii, and we're wanting to double that because of the time zone advantage. People who are texting in from New York at 2 a.m., that's only 8 p.m. for us. So we have the amazing ability to cover our peak volume times. Other ways that they can support is really just spreading the message of that text Aloha to 741-741, saving it in their phone so that they let other people know about it.
Are there different shifts?
Yeah, so people can select whatever shifts that they want. The primary ones that we're hoping to get West Coast and Hawaii into are those later ones so that we can be there to help out with those peak times.
The entire service limited to text interactions.
Yes, people text in only. It's private. They don't have to talk out loud. Many times people, it's late at night or it's not something that they're really ready to communicate orally. And so text is just this really comfortable mode of communication for them.
Here's the contact information. When in crisis, text the word Aloha or start to 741-741. Find more information about the program and also links to contact them, crisistextline.org. Reach Katie, my guest, at katie@crisistextline.org. All of the contact information, the full interview, the radio feature, all of our other Helping Hand guests and their contact information, all waiting for you at hawaiipublicradio.org.
I can tell us things about Hawaii texters. So we've had about 400 conversations here. People have texted into our text line. And I don't think that this will be a surprise to our listeners. So people that text in from Hawaii are two times more often. People are talking about things related to the military and homelessness in comparison to the national average for crisis text line data.
Ground zero. And again, it's crisis text line and crisistextline.org. We've been blessed today to have Katie Kopsky, volunteer crisis counselor, volunteer recruiter with crisis text line. And I appreciate you both coming down here today, but also wishing you guys a lot of luck with the effort, and am grateful for you being there for people in need. Thanks for doing that.
Thank you.